With us right now, Bruce Spaeth from Wisberg. You keep close tabs on follow the money issues with politics and the Supreme Court decision that basically opens the floodgate for even more big money in politics has your group concerned, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so today the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling on the McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission case and has struck down the aggregate contribution limit. Before this case, there was a limit of $123,000, $123,200 to be specific, that any individual could give in total to federal races, federal elections. Now they can give unlimited amounts. There still is a limit on the amount they can give to each individual candidate, which is $2,600. But they can give that amount to hundreds of candidates, and there's no limit on the aggregate amount they can give. So this is giving an even bigger megaphone to wealthy donors and those few donors who can afford to give big amounts of money to candidates for office.
As you look at this ruling, of course, your organization was also concerned about the Citizens United case about 4 years back. And this really makes it even bigger of a problem, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, many have referred to this case as Citizens United 2, and it is. Citizens United really opened the floodgates for outside spending. This case, begins to erode the contribution limits on direct campaign giving. So it really is just another effort by the court to allow more big money, big donors, to have an even bigger voice in our democracy. And, of course, the consequence is that the vast majority of Wisconsinites, the vast majority of Americans, our voice is weakened when a few small donors can give disproportionate amounts of money in our election process.
The thing I wonder about is, when does this Supreme Court decision start affecting state races and what you can donate there? Have you looked at that at all?
Well, certainly the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court has now struck down contribution limits, it does potentially open the door for other contribution limits, the limit to give to individual candidates, which, again, is $2,600 right now, and even potentially limit on contributions for state candidates. That door might be opened now, and that's a big concern. The court historically has upheld contribution limits on the grounds that it prevents the perception of political corruption. But with this decision, that is a great concern. What other doors does this open that further erode our democracy and allow wealthy donors to have an even larger megaphone in our democracy?
So if I understand the ruling right, correct me if I get off track here, but if I understand this ruling correctly, a federal office race really has no limits anymore. A state office race still has some, but that might change. Is that right?
Well, a federal office race, there still are limits on what you can give to any individual candidate. What the court struck down was the total amount of campaign contributions that one individual can make, to all federal races. So it really is a situation now where, we could have, one candidate, giving, as much as $3.5 million to in one election, one federal election cycle. And that's calculated by, adding up all the potential federal races and assuming that, someone would give up to that that limit to one individual candidate of $2,600 to all of the races across the country. So it really is opening the floodgates to giving, to many more candidates and larger sums to many more candidates. But we do still have the limit on a contribution to each individual candidate. We just no longer have the aggregate limit, the total amount of giving that one person can give in one election cycle.
So somebody that has a lot to give could basically spread it out amongst several candidates, and really there's no penalty any longer.
That's correct. They could spread it out among hundreds of candidates across the country in hundreds of races, and for that matter, in every federal election across the country, every U.S. House, every U.S. Senate race, and, you know, all of the candidates, you know, up to this point, they could give no more than 123,200 in total. Now they can give millions, and they can influence, you know, hundreds of races all over the country. So, well,
with that in mind, you might actually have a situation where instead of one big donor giving to one candidate, you have several big donors spreading that around several candidates, and the net result is really the same. Each candidate has a very large war chest.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, this is further opening the floodgates of big money in our elections. Wealthy donors being able to give more money and further drowning out the voices of ordinary Wisconsinites, ordinary Americans. And, you know, we're moving more and more to elections where a few wealthy donors are giving many times more than all grassroots donors, you know, giving $50 or $100 contributions combined. So it poses a real threat to our democracy. It's problematic. And we had very good news yesterday in that 13 municipalities across the state of Wisconsin voted in municipal referendums to support a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. We know the people are concerned about the influence of big money in our elections. It's time for our elected leaders in the state legislature and in Congress to support a constitutional amendment to make sure that our democracy is, in fact, up by and for the people.
What's the likelihood of getting that constitutional amendment rolling so we can get through a couple of sessions in the legislature and then back to referendum to pass?
Yeah, well, so it would take an act of Congress and then ratification by 2/3 of the states. You know, constitutional amendments are typically longer-term campaigns. They don't happen in a couple months. They tend to happen over the course of multiple years. Obviously, amending the Constitution is a big deal, but there's a growing movement across the country. We've already seen 17 states through either statewide referendums or legislative resolutions support a constitutional amendment, and I think we're now over 500 municipalities across the country and over 40 right here in Wisconsin that have supported referendums. And I should note, most of those referendums yesterday passed with more than 70% of voters. And all of them passed with at least 60% of voters supporting a constitutional amendment. So there's overwhelming public support, but we're going to have to continue to build that movement to get a constitutional amendment and overturn Citizens United and overturn now this McCutcheon ruling.
One of the things that comes up when you talk about big money in campaigns is the big individual donors, but we also have to point out that both parties have their big money supporters in either trade organizations, business groups, or unions, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, there are campaign contributions from a number of different sources, and that issue has been taken up, you know, by the courts as well, and it is certainly worthy of consideration. But the real point here is to make sure that there aren't just a few wealthy donors that can give disproportionately in our democracy and skew our democracy towards, you know, representing just a few wealthy donors rather than representing we the people.
If I remember right, Wisberg has a website that tracks a lot of this stuff and has some information. How do people find that and learn more about the possibility of a constitutional amendment and what they can do if they'd like to see changes?
Yeah, well, our website is wisberg.org, WISPIRG, for Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. So wisberg.org. We do have information there on our campaign to reclaim our democracy. And we're also a part of the Money Out Voters In Wisconsin Coalition, which is comprised of over 30 grassroots organizations with over 25,000 Wisconsinites that have weighed in support of overturning Citizens United with a constitutional amendment. And also, folks can visit that website at moneyoutvotersinwisconsin.org.